VMware, for example, has waiting periods and pre-existing conditions waived on their plan. So how would we add something like that to ours?
I'll be honest, Aral, it wouldn't normally be a concession that we would give to, say, members in general. It may be a concession that we give, but it depends really, to be honest, on when we're negotiating with the group per se. It's not something that we would normally give on an individual basis, to be honest. So in terms of, say, joining.
Right, because I thought you said that by law you're required to give the same terms.
We are required to give you the same offer of cover, which is the element of cover in terms of, say, whether we give concessions in joining. And even if we have corporates, you know what I mean, we might still have a corporate group scheme. It isn't always a given that you would get concessions, unfortunately, at all.
Right. But, I mean, it's not necessarily the same plan then, is it? If, for example, I have to wait, I don't know how long it is, 26 weeks, but someone at VMware doesn't have to wait 26 weeks, that doesn't really sound like the same plan. Does that make sense?
I hear what you're saying, and I do know what you're looking for, but unfortunately, in terms of, say, our offer, like, absolutely, this is, I suppose, where we stand, that it's not a concession that we would always give. It's not a concession that is maybe given all the time. I do hear what you're saying about it, particularly maybe VMware, and maybe that's been an experience, perhaps, I'm not sure. But in general, it's not always a given.
Okay, so basically, like, if you do want to have no waiting period, you really do need to be working for, like, a multinational American company of some sort, like a big tech company. Is that correct?
I can't say when we might give that, you know what I mean? It's not, as I said, there's a set price on the policy. We can't, you know what I mean? We're not going to be changing it up to, you know, that is where you get into the realm of, say, I suppose it's the opposite of community rating, you might say, you know what I mean? It's risk rating, you know what I mean? And you're paying extra to reduce the risk, you know what I mean? It's not risk rating.
Right. So, I mean, it's just not even an option for an everyday person.
It isn't.
No. Okay.
It isn't an option in terms of, say, cover, unfortunately.
Okay. All right. Well, that's good to know. That's good to know. All right. Well, I will thank you for your time. I'll definitely review the programs that you have, the various options. It is interesting, though. I mean, it does kind of create a two-tier system, doesn't it? I mean, I guess, are you Irish? Do you live in Ireland?
I do live in Ireland, yes.
Yeah. How do you feel?
And I am aware of them.
Well,
it's not so much how I feel, you know what I mean, because obviously I just have to respect that I work here. These are the rules that we go by.
Of course, but I mean, just as a human being, like, how do you feel about that, living here? Like, that someone who works for the U.S. corporation has almost more rights.
You know, to be honest, in life, there's nothing perfect and there's nothing fair. And, you know what I mean?
True.
That's going to be, you know, it's how long is a piece of string is the answer to that.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So
where
do we start? Where do we stop?
Indeed. Well, thank you so much for your time. I will review the plans. I guess we'll have to sign up with one of them after all. But thank you. It's been enlightening.
Okay, Aral. Nice to speak with you today. And thank you
for your call. Likewise. Yeah, take care.
Have a great day.
You too.
Bye-bye.